This is the Texas Standard.
We can't leave that odd White House meeting just yet. It was a curious spectacle for anyone interested in how the sausage is made in Washington. But remember now, the purpose of this meeting was to talk about immigration. However, at one point, almost as a parenthetical, the president brought up a different matter that's made a few headlines.
You know, our system lends itself to not getting things done. And I hear so much about earmarks, the old earmark system, how there was a great friendliness when you had earmarks. But of course, they had other problems with earmarks. But maybe all of you should start thinking about going back to a form of earmarks, because this system,
Okay, so you hear the laughter there. Now, to some, bringing back earmarks seems absurd, the antithesis of good government. We're talking about so-called pork barrel projects that lawmakers win for their districts, a power plant, a bridge, a museum with the lawmaker's name on it. These were banned in 2011 after a series of scandals. But it's not just the president that's considering bringing these things back. House Republicans are going to be holding a series of hearings on this subject later this month. To talk about this, Scott Frisch. He is chair of the Political Science Department at California State University, Channel Islands, and the author of several books on earmarks. Professor Frisch, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for inviting me.
You know, I think a lot of people were chuckling because for politicians, earmarks is a kind of a dirty word, or at least it's been made out to be. Why this discussion about bringing them back? And is President Trump wrong here?
Well, actually, I've written a book making the case for earmarks, so I'm a big fan of them. I think done correctly in the open, with people knowing who is sponsoring which project and where they're going and who benefits, it's a good way of doing business. It's actually the way that the framers, the founders, the people who wrote the Constitution envisioned the government.
Explain that, because for a lot of people, this is just ripe for boondoggles.
Well, it's ripe for boondoggles right now without any oversight. Currently, Congress is and the government is spending more money than they ever have. We keep increasing the budget, yet there's no congressional oversight as to where these projects go and who chooses them. So instead of being chosen by the elected voices of the people, they're chosen by nameless, faceless bureaucrats, often in state departments or in departments of the federal government. The process for deciding them is not done above board in the light of day.
Okay, so
make the
thumbnail case for why there should be a return to earmarks in Congress.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One of them is that Congress worked better during the time of earmarks. There was more bipartisan cooperation. Sure, it sounds crass that they become bargaining chips in overall bills, but if a member of Congress has a project in a large bill, they're more likely to cooperate and go along than if they don't.
So in a way, it's having skin in the game means
exactly
that you have a less dysfunctional Congress. I guess that would be President Trump's argument, and it sounds like yours as well.
That's the argument, yes. It's the grease of the wheel. Sometimes the projects aren't great, but by and large, in our studies, the projects are just as good and often better than the ones chosen by others.
But how do you...
And we're still doing the same kinds of things. It's not like they went away.
Having studied this, Professor, what's your gut sense of how likely it is that we're going to see a return to the heyday of earmarks?
Well, I don't see any giant scale return to earmarks as they in our books, we show that during the mid-2000s, they really grew very quickly and got out of control, and a lot of them went to private companies. And I imagine if there is a return to earmarks, which I think is certainly not definite at this point, but if they do return, they'll be in places where the earmarks go largely to things that are not private sector oriented. So what I'm talking about is not going to a private contractor to do something or a private museum, but to a public organization, a state or local government, a national park, things like that. So I imagine there'll be some form of return to earmarks. I think at some point, maybe not this cycle, but somewhere down the road, it just makes Congress's ability to do its business easier. But I don't know if it will ever be what it was in, say, 2004 and 5, when things were getting somewhat out of control.
Scott Frisch chairs the Political Science Department at California State University, Channel Islands, and he's written a number of books on earmarks. Professor Frisch, thanks for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Sure, loved it. Thanks.